Well, I'm creating a stencil that's inspired from 1900, I guess you could say Romanesque wallpaper that was inside the officers' quarters. And this is just a rendition of what might have been inside there. It's not an actual replica. I was interested in trying to bring an aspect of the fort back to the space. They were surrounded by this prefab 19th century Victorian home in the middle of the wilderness in Alaska. And so it's really curious to me how we as humans place ourselves in the environment and then also place ourselves in an indoor environment. What we decide to surround ourselves with is kind of a direct representation of our personality, who we are, what we appreciate, what we value. The first time I came to Haines, that was the first thing you see is the fort when you come in. It seems a little out of place. It actually seems quite a bit out of place if you're not expecting to see these white buildings. And I didn't know what that was when I first came here. Like, what is that? Why it looks so unnatural? Like, it seems like it should be on the East Coast somewhere. But yet it's here. And I think that's a really neat history to Haines that we have this. There are these boiler doors, which are so beautiful. They're completely covered in rust and have this really rich color to them. And I'm a little bit obsessed with rusted metal anyway, so I was immediately drawn to them and thought, wow, these are doors to the inside world and to the outside world. So it kind of tied it all together of looking at that wallpaper originally and then just being outside most of the time as much as I can while I'm here. It just kind of made sense to try to tie it in together. It's all just a little bit of a remnant right now, and I think it's really interesting to try to tie that back into what it must have been like for the men here stationed here, and what it was like, you know, in the dead of winter when they had to open these doors into the outside world. And then I think they were old coal furnace doors, so they were heating the inside. And I don't know, I just really like the play on bringing that ghost image back. I hope that people will appreciate it, and visitors and locals of Haines as well will just have a reason to appreciate the barracks, the burnt out barracks, rather than just turning it into a waste pile. It's actually a pretty beautiful space.